Now, it's been all go recently at local cinema here, the Regal Cinema in Youghal, of course, with Mamma Mia. And I am delighted to say that I am joined by the manager of the Regal Cinema, Scott Wilson. Scott, you're very welcome.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me. Lovely to see you again.
Now, Mamma Mia, has it been chaotic? Tell the truth. Have you had dancing women and the whole lot going on in the aisle?
Yes.
Yes, I would imagine you have.
I've called it the Mamma Mia train because it just doesn't seem to be to ending. You know,
it's what, is it 3 weeks now? Am I right in saying, is it about three weeks?
Yeah, next week will be
out?
The fourth week, yeah.
Unbelievable. Did you expect when it came out that it was going to be this big?
I think we expected it to be as popular as the first one. I think my reservations were that people wouldn't come and see it more than once. But, I mean, I've spoken to ladies who have been there three or four times. It's just been ridiculous, you know.
How has the fact that you have the wine bar and that whole experience, do you think that
it hasn't affected it at all?
But it clearly is, it's an added incentive, isn't it? I mean, you have this unique facility below whereby, yes, you could go to another cinema and you could go and you could buy a Coke or whatever it is you're going to buy. But in your establishment, you can actually go upstairs, you can grab a drink, enjoy yourself and then go watch a movie.
Yep.
That has to help, doesn't
I mean,
it?
We find that the ladies are coming in sort of an hour before the performance in the group, coming in groups of 4, 15, you know, and they're sitting there, they're relaxing, they're enjoying some bubbles, they're enjoying a glass of wine, and they're making a real sort of an event, a night out for themselves. You know, they're meeting up again, which is kind of one of our goals, was to make sure it was reintroduced as a meeting point for the community. And they're coming in, they're enjoying themselves, and you can take the wine into the theatre with you in our lovely polycarbonate glasses and carafes. And, you know, sometimes we get the glasses back, sometimes we don't. But it'd be nice to get them back more often because they're expensive. But, no, they're enjoying themselves. They're having a great time. And they've all said how great it is just to be able to enjoy the movie with a glass of wine and you know, sing and dance a little. And some have danced more than others. But, you know, it's been fascinating to watch. It's been really good.
Yeah. How has it been? Because are you a month open now, Mary?
We are 5 weeks now, yeah.
5 weeks open. How has it been going?
It's been incredible. It really has. It's just surpassed every expectation that we had. We've just been welcomed by the community again, by you all, so well. You know, the feedback's just been tremendous. And everybody's. I don't think anybody knew that it was going to be such a success the way it has. And long may it continue.
Clearly it was missed, and as you said, long may it continue. Now, I would imagine in the midst of Mamma Mia and all the screaming females and whatnot that you've had down there, males, I'll have no doubt there were males there too. You, of course, have other films happening,
yeah,
and have
absolutely.
Had other movies on. So let the listeners know what is coming up.
Yeah, so we've got some exciting stuff coming up. Traditionally, September is probably one of the quieter months for the cinema world, but we intend to keep it busy and keep it interesting and try and find something for everybody. So this week coming, we have another children's movie opening called Louis and the Aliens, or Louis and the Aliens, which is another animated feature, which always looks really good. You
and
know?
They're always very popular, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. I mean, we're still in the tail end of the school holidays, so we'll get a lot of families coming in for that. And, yeah, it's just a good way to spend the afternoons and seeing the way that the weather's changing,
yeah,
slightly.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, we'll bring them in for the popcorn and a good movie for a few hours.
Also coming up, and I see on your app, and it's a fabulous app, by the way, and
yeah,
well done on it for anybody who's looking to they can download, I take it, from iTunes and
yeah,
from Google
yeah.
Play and the usual.
Yeah, it's working well. Obviously, with anything new, it's got its teething problems, but we're trying to iron out all the gremlins. And, you know, and if anybody has any issues with it, just give us a call at the cinema and we'll contact our tech team to follow it up.
Brilliant. I'm taking a look there and I'm having a look, and coming up I see the new Christopher Robin one is appearing. You're coming soon. When is that due to arrive?
Robin is coming this week. Louis and the Aliens is coming 24th of August. And Christopher Robin's this Friday, along with the Equalizer 2, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, of course, the Christopher Robin one, and people should click from Christopher Robin, that it is the story of Winnie the Pooh and
yeah,
Tigger and...
Yeah.
The trailer looks
incredible,
stunning,
yeah,
on this one.
It's Hugh McGregor, and it's almost like I think it's more sort of tailored to do with Christopher Robin, as far as he's now an adult, he's working hard, he's not going to spend time with his family, and Pooh kind of returns to remind him what his childhood was all about and what's important in life. Mm. So.
And if you've seen the trailer, the beauty of this, not your typical animation in that the toys actually look like toys. They look like what they're meant to look like, which is toys. Then for the adults.
For the adults, we've got some good stuff. We've got some chunky stuff. We've got some mindless stuff, you know, something for everybody, hopefully. On the 27th, we've got a movie opening called Happy Time Murders. I'm not going to go into it too much.
I was going to say Happy Time Murders. Happy Time Murders
is very along the lines of the Muppet Show meets Ted.
Okay, say no more. You're going to have to go and buy a ticket to see it.
You'll have to Google the trailer because, I mean, if you're into that kind of thing, it looks hilarious. I mean, okay. it really does. And there's some big names in there. I mean, there's some big stars. Melissa McCarthy's in that one.
And she's huge at the moment, isn't she?
She's doing so well. I mean, she's in everything, really. She's been Bridesmaids, The Heat. She was in the remake of Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. You've got Joel McHale, who's doing really well. He was the creepy boss from Ted.
Yes.
Maya Rudolph, who's famous from Saturday Night Live. So there's a lot of big names in there, along with a lot of puppets and mayhem. But it does look really good. I'm looking forward to it myself, actually, I have to admit.
Equalizer 2, I'm intrigued.
Denzel Washington.
I haven't seen Equalizer 1, I have to admit.
Definitely one for the males. The males in town have been complaining about Mamma Mia and how it's taking over their cinema and their screen. So it'll be good to get a good macho movie back on the main screen for the main feature at night time. But it's Denzel back, bringing back his role of John McCall, the doer of rights. And if you're a fan of the first one, this one just looks fantastic. I've seen the first one countless times, so it's, you know, it might not be everybody's cup of tea, but if you're a Denzel fan, it's a must to go and see.
Definitely worth seeing. What times are these movies coming out at?
Well, the Christopher Robbins one will probably be around about sort of, I think it's like 4 and 6.30.
Okay.
Denzel will be a one-off at sort of 9.30 at night, so it'll be the main feature at night time.
And of course, all the information and all these movies are available on the app, or they're available on your website as well.
www.regalcinema.ie or on the app as well, yeah.
Brilliant. You do have an online facility for anybody that would like to buy tickets. They can buy it online or they can pop down on the night as well and buy their tickets.
Pop down anytime. You can buy for future performances right from the box office or for from the bar upstairs as well, you know.
Now, I know I've said a lot about Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Right? People are going to ask. They're going to want to know, when is Mamma Mia finished? Is it going on for a bit longer?
We're going for one more week. So
it's amazing. Is it four weeks?
We have to take it off at some point. But yeah, one more week. But it will be moving to Screen 2 next week.
Okay, so the mezzanine won't be available.
It won't be available. No.
Okay, that's fine. I was going to ask.
Just
that.
Because Denzel will be in the middle. You can't push Denzel off the main screen.
Well, you're not going to Scott, are you? You're going to go. No. Denzel is getting screen number one. But,
so if you want to see Mamma Mia, you have basically tonight or tomorrow night
in the mezzanine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want some? I have some more movies coming up.
Yes, please.
I'll rattle them off for you. We've got some good stuff coming up for September. We have Black 47. I don't know if you've seen the trailer for that, but it looks fantastic. It's been labelled as the Irish Braveheart. Oh. It's set in 1847 in the Great Irish Famine, and it's based on a Irish Ranger soldier who's been fighting for the British, comes home to Ireland and sees what devastation his country is in.
Is it going to be an Irish cast playing this?
It looks fantastically acted. If you get a chance, check out the trailer. It's already out. I mean, this is it was a limited release, so we're getting hold of it then. But I definitely think it's one that if you want a bit more of a gritty viewing, then you'll come along and see that. I think it'll be very popular. It looks fantastic. I can't wait to see it. To be fair, we've also that's coming out. Sorry, on the 5th of September, on the 7th. We have another sort of independent feature called Dublin Old School. I don't know if you've seen a trailer for that one, but again, that looks fantastic. It's based on an aspiring Irish DJ who goes to Dublin and reconnects with his drug addict recovering brother who lives on the streets of Dublin. And it's very much that's being labelled as sort of like an Irish train spotting. So it's, again, kind of gritty, a little close to the edge, but also the actor looks spectacular, the soundtrack looks spectacular.
And great to see so much great Irish talent and Irish cinema appearing again, isn't it?
And it's something that we're looking at, you know, as much as we can and try and get some, you know, as much independent stuff as we can where it's possible. On the 12th of September, we have one of the big features coming, The Predator, the new release.
Yes.
Yeah, which will be fantastic if you're a fan of that series. This one is kind of follow on from the original Predator. So it will be interesting to see how they carry on the storyline. And then the 19th of September, we have Mile 22, which is another Mark Wahlberg movie, which is along his traditional vein of what he does best.
Yeah.
As an intelligent officer.
I was going to say, a typical probably action movie if it's Martin to do with Mark Wahlberg.
We do. Sorry, Karen.
No, I was going to say it's a fabulous lineup coming in again. I mean,
I've got even bigger news for you.
Go, give me the big news, Scott. Go on. Big news.
So we realise that the ladies of y'all enjoy a night out. So for September, we're doing a ladies' night on a Tuesday. So for four Tuesdays in September, so on Tuesday the 4th of September, this is an inside scoop. It's not advertised yet. And I can guarantee you these will just they'll sell out fast. So the biggest request I've had since we opened... So on Tuesday, the 4th of December, on the main screen for one night only will be Dirty Dancing.
I see, you clever thing, you. You clever. I'm telling you, you have it sussed down there, don't you?
I have to listen to the public. This is what they want. You have to give them what they want. On Tuesday, the 11th, we're going with Grease.
Oh, stop. Okay, go on. Go on. What's the following week?
Tuesday, the 18th, we have Moulin Rouge.
You go on.
And to finish it off on the 25th, we have Hugh Jackman in The Greatest Showman.
So. You see, you'll miss Mamma Mia when it's gone. This is what this is about. You're going to miss Mamma Mia.
Well, the wine bar will miss Mamma Mia when it's gone.
Listen, but it sounds of it, the wine bar will be okay on
Tuesday. I think it's going to do okay. So that's kind of, that's what we're looking at. And if any men out there are annoyed, we might introduce Macho Mondays. I don't know, I'm just kidding.
You're going to have to do something because there's going to be blood in the streets if you don't do something for the men
in
the town.
But it's like, are they going to sit and watch Scarface with a glass of Pinot in their hand? I'm not too sure.
Well, they might. You'd never know. But I know it sounds... So you heard it here first.
Yep.
Here's the exclusive. So starting the first Tuesday in September... with Dirty Dancing, of all things Dirty Dancing, on a Tuesday, followed by, what you tell me, Grease, wasn't
Grease
it?
Grease on the 11th.
Moulin Rouge.
On the 18th.
And
The Greatest Showman on the 25th. Showman.
It's brilliant. It's an absolutely fabulous idea. So
it'll be a great night out. And I guarantee you, a lot of great feedback since we opened about the mezzanine seats, they will go fast.
Yeah, absolutely. So pre-booking, I would imagine, is
as soon as
very
they go
advisable
up online,
in this.
Just keep an eye on the website.
Okay, so you heard it here first. If you were worried about what to do with a Tuesday for September, worry no more. Scott has got you covered, ladies. He has got you covered.
The Regal has him covered.
The Regal has him covered, yes. We'll correct that. So, yes, Scott, thanks a million for coming. It's always great to come back. You will be back with us in the next probably 2 weeks again.
Yeah, I'm kind of out of announcements now for a while. So.
Yes, to keep it up there. So stay tuned. Stay tuned here to CRY and you will get all the exclusives on all the upcoming.
I just want to say a quick thanks to everybody from y'all who's came down. It's made a success so far because it's just been, without the town, it wouldn't have been as successful as it has been. It's just been phenomenal. And it's just a great big humble thanks from the whole team at the Regal. So.
And I would say the community is quite gladly to say you're welcome because you've done a fabulous job down there.
You really have done a fabulous job down there.
So that is Scott Wilson, who is the manager of the Regal Cinema, y'all. And stay tuned onto the Regal Facebook page and website and indeed the app for all the up-to-date information on all the shows that are coming up. Scott, thanks a million.
Thank you.